Brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt. I've been absent a couple days. I apologize. I was doing my interview with Travis Rosser. He is the co-founder of Kajabi, and he himself has had several concussions, was kicked in the head by a horse and hit in the back of the head with a baseball bat when he was working as a ball boy. So we were talking about that, and I'm still trying to figure out how I can get the audio from that onto a podcast so you can hear what he had to say. We're getting back into Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in just 2 weeks. And we're back to mold, and then we're going to talk about detoxing the body as well. So consider safer building conditions and materials. So when buying or renting a new home, pay attention to the building materials and the condition of the home and have it inspected for an intact moisture barrier in the walls. You may assume that newer homes are safer, but the opposite is actually true, since the materials that have been used in construction since the 70s are especially susceptible to toxic mold growth. Try to spend at least half a day in the space you're going to buy or rent. See how you sleep that night and how you feel when you wake up. If it's worse than normal, or if you notice any symptoms of cognitive decline, consider it a red flag. Make sure to have the home thoroughly tested for mold before you move in. Ensure proper ventilation. Buildings that have been vacant for a long period of time often contain humid, stagnant air. Mold grows in moist environments that lack proper airflow. Rooms that you would probably call stuffy. Make sure there's good ventilation in your home, office, and school. Poorly installed AC or air conditioning units and HVAC, heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems in hot, humid climates also pose a risk. Inspect these carefully. Cool AC ducts cause condensation when they come in contact with moist air, and mold grows on the condensation. Have your home professionally inspected. If you are about to lease, rent, or buy a home, find a mold testing professional in your area to perform an ERMI, Environmental Relative Moldiness Index, air test. This test has been developed as a tool to evaluate the potential risk of indoor mold growth and its associated health effects. Mold testing companies can also perform a complete test of the interior and exterior of your home. Even if you've lived in your home for a long time, if you're experiencing unexplained symptoms like the ones you've read about earlier that we discussed, it's a good idea to have your home inspected for mold. Avoid mold through removal and remediation. If testing does reveal that you have toxic mold in your environment, remove yourself from the environment and work with a remediation specialist to develop a cleanup plan. Improperly removing toxic mold can cause the spores to become airborne. This can be even more dangerous to your mitochondria than asbestos or lead paint because the impact is faster and more severe. Dave says that he's heard from countless people who had a few manageable symptoms of mold exposure but then grew very ill when contractors started mold remediation work on their house. No matter how strong your mitochondria are, there's no better strategy to avoid the toxic effects of mold than to avoid mold altogether. If you experience the symptoms of mold illness, contact a healthcare practitioner. Even if only one person in your home has symptoms, it is important that everyone takes precautions. Mold is toxic to everyone. It's just that some of us feel its effects more strongly than others. So that's it for mold. Now let's talk about diet. You want to detox your diet. in all the books that I've read, nutrition is vital, so important. And you need to make small changes now, because if you don't, it takes Alzheimer's, cognitive decline, things like that, take decades to develop. And you might as well start building up a defense by making your brain as healthy and superhuman as possible. So start with your nutrition, really, really important. The Headstrong Plan will steer you away from foods that are most likely to contain mold and toward the ones that will help your body detox. Now, he's not talking about mold like moldy bread. He's talking about mold in coffee and other processed foods that were in the process of the processing. You get the mold mycotoxins in there. Eating a diet low in sugar, rich in antioxidants and polyphenols, and containing high-quality fats, grass-fed protein, and organic, responsibly sourced foods is the best way not only to avoid foodborne molds, but also to detox from mold exposure. Even if you're not in need of a mold detox, eating this way will supercharge your mitochondria and help you feel amazing. Granted, I'm sure some of you are thinking, yeah, but all that organic stuff and grass-fed stuff is expensive. That's why you need to find a local farmer they have farmers markets here in California all the time, but find a local farmer that can supply you with some of that. And if you work directly with them, it might be a little bit more affordable. And there's other companies that do organic meals and things like that. There's Plated is a company on the East Coast, I believe, that sets you up with healthy options, so you're not eating out processed fast foods nearly as much, because that stuff's just not good for you. All right, how about supplements? Detoxing through supplements. The mitochondrial enhancing supplements in the Headstrong program will help you make energy, but you still need to get mold toxins out of your system as quickly as possible. You can do that by taking supplements that contain activated charcoal and bentonite clay, both of which aid in detoxification. And it's interesting too, because the bentonite clay, there's a hardcore detoxing diet you can go on where you drink bentonite clay shakes with psyllium husks. You talk about cleaning yourself out. I mean, that's serious disaster pants waiting to happen. But sometimes you gotta pull the Band-Aid off fast, and that's just kind of something people do sometimes. I have never tried it, and I don't plan to, but if you're really in need of that, then that's an option. Just Google bentonite clay shakes. Detox from candida. Ingesting mold can stimulate an overgrowth of yeast in the body. Some yeast is always present in our bodies and is perfectly healthy, but when a type of yeast called candida takes root, it can wreak havoc, creating autoimmune, digestive, and cognitive issues. Antifungal medications and herbs can work wonders for candida. Grapeseed extract, oregano, berberine, coconut oil, and regular use of brain octane oil will all help to control yeast overgrowth. A good probiotic will help too. Yeah, and personally, I've started adding grass-fed ghee, which is basically clarified butter, to my coffee in the morning with my brain octane oil, because I was just, at the beginning, was just doing brain octane oil, but after going through this book, reading through the tips, it's important to have that ghee in there, because those help really absorb and get those healthy fats and medium chain triglycerides up to your brain, and especially with the brain octane oil, because it's the concentrated caprylic acid that really helps brain function. All right, how about heavy metals? Whether we're talking about music or toxins, heavy metals should have stayed in the 1980s. Your mitochondria are very sensitive to heavy metals like lead, mercury, nickel, uranium, arsenic, and cadmium. Even a small amount of exposure to these toxins for a short period of time is sufficient to impair mitochondrial energy production and increase mitochondrial death. In one study, only 3 hours of exposure to heavy metals caused significant mitochondrial dysfunction, and 48 hours of exposure caused a 50% decrease in energy production. Heavy metal exposure also made the mitochondrial membrane more permeable. You may not realize how many heavy metals you are exposed to every day, let alone how many are in your body right now. Approximately 6 million pounds of mercury are released into the environment each year. What? 6 million pounds? Yikes. Lead, arsenic, and cadmium are present in detectable levels in our air, water, food, medicine, and industrial products. No matter where you live, you're being exposed to these heavy metals. As with toxic mold and toxic food, some of us are more sensitive to heavy metals than others. Some people who are exposed to a small amount of mercury get very sick. For example, while others can eat high mercury fish every day and exhibit few symptoms. But even if you're asymptomatic, the heavy metals in your body are likely preventing you from producing as much energy as you could, and therefore preventing you from kicking as much ass as you could. It's time to start doing both of those things and performing at your optimal levels and potential. Here are some of the most common and damaging heavy metals. All of them harm your mitochondria, and all of them will eventually impair cognitive function. Arsenic. Arsenic is all around us. It is used to manufacture many pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and rodenticides. This means it can show up in our food supply and our groundwater. Arsenic is also found in polluted water and therefore turns up in seafood and algae. The gas contained in arsenic is used to manufacture many types of paint, enamel, glass, and metal that you may have in your home or workplace. Arsenic is also found in a place you might never suspect, brown rice. All rice contains some naturally occurring arsenic, but brown rice contains 80 times more arsenic than white rice. There, now you have permission to eat the rice that tastes good. In addition to being a known carcinogen, arsenic is also a neurotoxin. It reduces mitochondrial function and causes neurological problems, including brain damage, nerve disease, inflammation in motor nerves, and demyelination. This will slow you down and decrease your energy production. Cadmium. Cadmium is a byproduct of zinc production. For a long time, it was used to coat steel plating and to stabilize plastics and as a pigment in glass. Recently, use of cadmium has decreased because it is so toxic, but it's also found in foods such as grains. Only 3 hours of exposure to cadmium causes your mitochondria to create more free radicals, become more permeable, and decrease energy production. Lead. Lead is a heavy metal that was commonly used in paint until the federal government banned its use in 1978. All homes built before 1978, therefore, are likely to contain some amount of lead paint. When the paint is intact, it is unlikely to cause problems, but when the paint chips or peels, it can be easily ingested, especially by small children. If you live in a home that was built before 1978, be sure to check your windows, doors, and other areas for paint that is peeling or chipping. If it is, make sure to have it removed by a professional. And it's really sad because I used to fish a lot when I was a kid, and I would take they used to have lead sinkers that would weigh down your bait, and I would chew on those like gum. I didn't do it all the time, but occasionally, and it's just sad. And I'm still kicking those, so that's good. Lead is a toxin with wide-ranging effects. In one study, rats that were exposed to low levels of lead experienced decreased mitochondrial function in every part of their brains. The lead exposure also caused changes to their neurotransmitters and led to cognitive and behavioral impairments. In pigs, lead exposure has been shown to cause small structures to form in the mitochondria. These structures enlarge the mitochondria and led to mitochondrial malfunction and degeneration. Human children and adults who are exposed to lead can suffer from impaired motor coordination, brain damage, seizures, convulsions, and learning and behavioral problems. As we've unfortunately seen in cities such as Flint, Michigan, it is also possible to be exposed to lead through water contaminated by lead pipes. If you suspect you may have lead in your drinking water, I recommend, or Dr. Dave Asprey recommends, purchasing one of the many at-home kits available to test your tap water immediately. So that is where we're going to stop today. We're going to talk about mercury next time, pharmaceutical drugs. And I mean, that is definitely on my list of things that just can cause all kinds of cognitive impairment. And so we're going to talk about that more next time on the Brain Builders podcast. You can also still register. The updated Brain Builders Masterclass is starting next Friday, November 16th. And you can register in the description of the podcast, or you can go to bit.ly/brainstrong, and that will get you registered. It'll take you to the Facebook page. It's going to be hosted in a private Facebook group. I hope you have enjoyed this Brain Builders podcast, and we will talk to you next time. Have a great day.